You have said very clearly that you feel that bin Laden should have been taken alive. Why is that?
Because I think the most important source of intelligence that we can get on al-Qaeda and its future plans is coming from their leadership, from interrogations that we conduct of their leadership. This is a covert enemy that hides among the civilian population and wants to launch surprise attacks on our own civilians. The best, most reliable information we can get is from interrogation. And I'm worried that we have, this administration has closed off that flow of intelligence since President Obama took office.
All right. Now, look, I think that most people would say, yes, if we had the opportunity to interrogate him, that would be wonderful. We should aspire to that. But it's the next step you take that does trouble me, because you then suggest in the op-ed that you wrote that because this administration is unwilling to incur the legal risks of actually taking him alive, they affirmatively chose to pursue a path of sending in fewer SEALs, hoping, therefore, they would have an excuse to kill him rather than taking him alive. And I'll quote the passage here. You say this, meaning the concerns of what would happen if he were taken alive, may have dissuaded Mr. Obama from sending a more robust force to attempt a capture. So you are now critiquing the very methodology and tactical decisions they made to send in the Navy SEALs this way as opposed to some larger force. Is that really what you're doing here?
Yeah, I am. I think that if you look at the size of the force they went, I'm not questioning the decisions that the SEALs made when they were on the ground. Obviously, if the SEALs felt that this guy had a gun in his hand and he was about to try to shoot them, then of course they should shoot him in self-defense. But if they were going in with no options other than to kill him, then I do think that's a problem. And that's what it's starting to sound like from the information that's coming out of Washington right now. Obviously, we're going to learn more over the next few days, or I hope we're going to learn more over the next few days. But it does seem from the initial reports that a deliberately small force was sent in, and there wasn't a lot of thought given to the idea of capturing him.
You're second-guessing every person in the chain of command who came up with this
obviously, most successful
mission. Well, that's what you just said.
No.
That's what you just said.
You're putting words in my mouth. I'm not ridiculing the armed forces. I think this is a decision that was made by the civilian leadership. They have a number of options. They can say, we're going to go and try to kill him, or we could try and capture him. If you have to capture, you want to try to capture him, you would send in a different kind of force in a different configuration. I don't think this is a problem with the military or the intelligence professionals. I think this is a decision that's made by President Obama and the civilians, as it should be, actually, in our system. But I do think that they don't want to capture high-level al-Qaeda leaders. They have not captured a single one since they've taken office. They don't want to take anybody and send them to Guantanamo Bay. They haven't added anyone to Guantanamo Bay. They have made choices in previous cases to kill al-Qaeda leaders when they've had the option to capture them.
You know, John, I just got to say, I think it is remarkable that the person who wrote the legal opinion that rationalized torture, perhaps the most ridiculed legal opinion in many years that I'm aware of, is now second-guessing the tactical decisions made by the president that has been the single most successful counterterrorism effort in the past decade. Your president, for whom you worked, and I mean no, don't disrespect to him, did not succeed in doing what President Obama has just done. And you're now second-guessing down to the number of Navy SEALs he sent in, saying they should have done it a different way. I just don't know what possible credentials you have to second-guess the number of Navy SEALs who should have gone in to Abbottabad to capture bin Laden.
Well, I don't know if you want to question my credentials and use me as a punching bag. This might be the last time I'm obviously going to be on your show, because you obviously don't think it's worthwhile to hear from me at all. But I do think that these are legitimate questions that a lot of people are raising in Washington. I think that the Obama administration had several options. I think it's bizarre that you would say that in our democracy that people shouldn't raise questions and ask whether something could have been done better. And I do think that this administration has put itself into a bit of a corner because they really don't want to capture al-Qaeda leaders. I mean, I think the record seems pretty clear on that. They've done everything they could to try in the past to transfer this over into a law enforcement operation. And so they don't want to face those kinds of legal questions.
John, a couple points. One, I have never said, nor would I ever say anything that challenges your right to question his judgment. I'm just amazed that you would do so in the context in which we see a successful mission that accomplished what we wanted, that recovered the single greatest treasure trove of documentation about al-Qaeda that we have ever gotten our hands on, that will lead, once it's decoded, to the entire dismantling of that organization. And now you're second-guessing the operational decisions about which you not have not the foggiest idea, because you couldn't. You